We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Yaya producing today.
Yaya.
We're going to be in and out really quick today. Super light show because the Rockies continue to give us so little to talk about. But national media still finds a way to always dunk on the Rockies. And we're going to flip that dunk tank. We're going to dunk on them for dunking on us and our team. Can we just like address the elephant in the room and this like thumbnail you made for the YouTube show? He photoshopped. All right. So if you saw the thumbnail, if you're listening to us, I'll describe it. So Yaya photoshopped Dick Monfort's head onto the body of a man getting dunked in a dunk tank. But the man is shirtless and there's a lot of skin flopping around. And it's just like, it's a tough vision. And then adding Dick Monfort's head to it made it like actual nightmare fuel a little bit.
I also made the guy's a little bit ripped. So that means Dick's a little bit ripped, which we all know it's not true.
I don't think he's probably not ripped. Can't confirm 100%, obviously.
But I can confirm because ripped people do good things and he does not that.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's there's... It's just a lot. It's a lot. Where did you even find a picture like that?
So I just looked up guy getting dunked on in a dunk tank. But my biggest thing is the media isn't dunking on the Rockies. The media is dunking on the ownership. Because when you dunk on the Rockies, you're dunking on how this organization is being run. Not the players, not the manager, not the people that are taking care of the field, none of that. You're dunking on how this organization is being run.
Yeah.
And if anybody's going to get dunked, it's him. He's the one running the organization.
Yeah. Remember when Bryce Harper looked to the crowds and looked to the dugout with all the Rockies players and just said, loser fucking organization, all of you?
Yeah, I do.
Burned in my head.
And it's like, it's not us. It's not us. It's Dick. We're winners in this town. We're winners. It's not the city of Denver. We like people that win. It's the Rockies and the ownership and how that's run.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get into the dunking of it all in just a second. Oh, also another question we want to put out there. So like right before the show, I was chatting with our two Gen Z boys, RC and Nick, who, like, are so hilarious to just talk to in general. If you know anyone who's Gen Z, fascinating people to talk to. Like, they're true Gen Z. I feel like Yaya's a cusper. I feel like Kale's a cusper.
We're all, like, in that, like, millennial kind of, like, gray that we don't know what we really are. Mm-hmm. We should have our own, like, identification, I think.
Yeah.
Because we kind of do a little bit of everything. But
You guys kind of live in both worlds.
I can't relate to Nick or RC, if I'm honest with you.
They're like, they're talking a different language sometimes, but they were like asking me a bunch of like random Rockies questions. And they're like, oh, well, like when you think of like the most Rockies player of all time, like who do you think of? Like, is it Helton? Is it Walker? Is it Charlie Blackmon? Is it someone else? And I was like, I kind of like think like, I don't know. My answer in that moment, I was like, the Blake Street Bombers as a whole were so Rockies because they mashed. But also, like, for what? Like, there were no There were no playoffs.
You want to know something?
What?
To me, it's too low. Great highs, but always broken.
Is that is a metaphor? That's a perfect metaphor.
That's who the Rockies are.
The highs are real high, but they're never quite high enough.
You're broken most of the time. So.
Broken most of the time. I love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's we're gonna get into all this in just a second. First, let's shout out our friends at Empire Today, because they're one of our newest partners. We're so excited to be working with them. And with Empire Today, you get shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, and a quick and professional installation, plus a price match guarantee. Empire Today is the best place to get new flooring. So, of course, lots of copycats, but you can't beat the OG. You know them from the jingle from your childhood. You can't beat their quality, service, speed. And they've got products also that like other people simply can't carry. So, yeah, they can't promise like the lowest prices, because anyone who does put in the flooring like this, you know, they just can't keep up. I don't know. Anyway, schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but see EmpireToday/DNVR for details. Empire Today. Do you know those commercials?
Yeah, I used to stay home.
You
from
what?
School. When I stayed home from school, watch Maury, watch Jerry.
Yes.
It was J.G. Wentworth, and then right after Empire Today.
J.G. Wentworth. It was 7-7 cash now.
Morning TV is prime for jingles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that, like, I love that, like, late morning time slot. Price is Right, and then once that's over, you hit Maury, you hit Jerry Springer. It gets you through the sick day.
R.I.P. Jerry.
Oh, R.I.P. Jerry. He was, like, the mayor of Cincinnati for a second.
Yeah, I hated that.
It's just so random.
We're not going to get into politics. We'll talk off air about this.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Rick in the chat, good afternoon. It is afternoon. It feels like morning to me still. I'm slow today. You know what? We got to bring it back to our friends at Circa real fast. Because who on earth would be calling me? Also, who wouldn't put their phone on Do Not Disturb before doing a live show? Who would do such a thing? Yeah, who would do such a thing?
The girl that doesn't know how to end shows.
Also, that's true. Listen, fuck it, we ball. It's a lifestyle. We got to shout out our friends at Circa Resort and Casino. First of all, they're going to be popping during Super Bowl week. That is for sure. This is Vegas's first ever adult-only casino resort, and they've got an enormous sports book. It's the biggest in the world. It's stadium style. They like really lean into the stadium style, because they've also got Stadium Swim, which is an enormous pool area with cabanas and swim up bars, but also an absolutely enormous 143-foot LED screen.
I could see it from my hotel room when I was there.
Really?
Incredible.
I think I can see it from here in Denver.
You're looking the wrong way. It's behind me, but you're close. You're close.
I thought I saw it, you know. Also, don't forget about the resort. More than 500 rooms with all different kinds of layouts. And I love that they feature art from local Vegas artists, too. But if you are heading out to Vegas for anything that you have coming up, make sure you are booking your stay with code DNVR20 to get 20% off that reservation. And if you're not going to Vegas anytime soon, you can enjoy the joys of betting with Circa Sportsbook in the app. You can download the app right here in Colorado. Here's the deal. Download the app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Gamble responsibly, friends. Yaya, do you gamble responsibly?
Actually, yes. That's the one thing I'm really responsible with. I have a limit, and I stick to my limit, and I walk away from the table.
What? Such a Virgo.
Dude, I cannot be broke. I cannot be broke. That's my whole thing.
I love that. I love a good responsible bet. All right, guys. Again, the chat's open. If you have questions, comments, concerns, as always, let us know. And if you're getting nightmares from the thumbnail Yaya made, also let us know. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
Don't hit up Backers and Shanker because they can't cover you on this.
They can't cover you on this. You weren't injured, per se, in their eyes. All right, let's talk about, this is the topic of the day right now, because every morning I turn on MLB Network, I'm watching it while I get ready, and just like so often, the Rockies will come up in conversation, and it's so easy to dunk on them. To be fair, you know, I feel like there aren't a lot of reasons to not dunk on them. There are a lot more reasons to dunk. So I was watching this morning. They had this segment called The Wheel of One More Offseason Move, where they spin a wheel and they pick a team and then they decide like what else that team still needs to do. Of course, the dial lands on the Rockies. Steve Phillips, one of the hosts of Hot Stove that morning, he goes, geez, you can open that wide open. And I was like, oh, my, you can break that like wide open, like as in, oh my gosh, where do you even start with what the Rockies still need? And I'm like, okay, funny stuff, Mr. Cardigan. Let's keep going. So like, obviously, like the big ones, of course, pitching depth. We do not have enough starters yet here in Colorado. But the other thing they pointed out, the bullpen is obviously going to need some help. Remember when the bullpen was like so good for like the first month of last season, and then everyone got tired?
That sounds like a Dick Monfort problem.
Put him in the bullpen.
I'm blaming Dick for everything. Just so you guys know, my analysis starts with Dick and Dick.
I wonder if we get to chat with Dick ahead of the Rockies Fest that's coming back next Saturday.
I doubt it.
I wonder if we get the chance.
You'll get Bill.
We'll get Bill. We need a new file photo of Bill Schmidt because every outlet story has like the same picture of him on the phone at the park, and it's just one picture. We need like we just need to refresh the file photo here.
It's also Dick and Bill sounds like a sitcom between two cop buddy sitcom.
I mean, they are running the Rockies like a buddy comedy sometimes. This is the part of the movie where it's like, oh, still so unlikely, and then something kooky and crazy has to happen, and then the team has to win the World Series. That's how the movie ends. Unfortunately, this is not a movie. They were mentioned. One of the interesting things that Steve Phillips mentioned, though, Hector Neris, a reliever, a free agent right now. I don't love that. Being long story short, Hector Neris was a reliever for the Phillies. He was very stressful as a reliever because you kind of didn't know what you were going to get. Sometimes he dazzled, sometimes it was just like, oh my gosh, like this game is falling apart. Why are you doing this? And then, of course, he ends up in the Astros organization and then was like pitching against the Phillies in that World Series. But like Hector Neris is a lot better than he was in Philly. So like I wonder, I'm like, okay, did he just like learn something new from those coaches? Is there something about the coaching staff there? Obviously, the Astros are doing something right. They are in the mix pretty much every year. Even when they stop cheating. So.
I don't think they ever stopped.
You don't think they ever stopped?
No.
What do you think they're doing?
Cheating.
No, but like in what way?
Some way
or
another.
What's the mode that you think they're cheating?
Dark mode. They're going throw dark dirty and they're doing it like under the table. I think it's come up to like corruption. There's a conspiracy theory. This is not a report. Don't know anything.
There's a conspiracy theory?
To me, it is.
You have a conspiracy theory.
To me, I think it's like paying off officials.
You think it's what?
Paying off officials.
You think?
I think it goes that deep, in my opinion.
You think this goes all the way to the top?
It goes all the way to the top.
Wow. That is a hot take. Where was that hot take yesterday for our hot takes episode?
I thought of it right now.
Wappleganger in the chat. Let's clone Scott Oberg. Simple. Scott Oberg, I love that he's still around. I love that he's still involved in the Rockies organization, doing some scouting stuff. He's great. And he like went to school. Like he went like back to school. I will say, like, the Rockies did do him a solid. Like, they knew he wasn't going to be pitching in 2022, and they kept him on the 40-man so he could, like, still have his health insurance for his thoracic outlet syndrome.
Scott Oberg guy right here. So how do we dunk back on these national media?
How do we dump back? My like go-to, I mean, their go-to is, oh, the Rockies, what a joke. My go-to is, y'all don't pay attention to us. Dunk. I wish I had a basketball. I'd be like,
is it a little bit harder to dunk back when a lot of the things they're saying actually has a lot of truth to it?
It's a little harder to dunk back because you can point out like little points like, oh, well, this guy is amazing. This guy does this. This guy does that. We have this to look forward to. But like the overall narrative of the Rockies is the resources that we've had, the amazing players we've had, like, we've squandered those opportunities. We've watched the Rockies organization squander those opportunities when all of the talent is right there.
So I've gone through something like this covering this team that I cover in Colorado, which is the Rapids.
Yes.
And they get dunked on not just nationally, but worldwide, because soccer is a worldwide sport.
Yes.
So they get dunked on a lot. And the one way they turn it around is by making acquisitions, trying to get people in here, trying to change everything. Do you see a world where the Rockies can maybe get some key pickups here in the offseason or make enough noise maybe going into August that it would change perspective on the Rockies? Or is it still going to be like, hey, there's kind of a dumpster fire until you figure something else out?
Yeah. Dumpster fire is a term that I feel like we hear a lot. Here's the thing. So, like, I love what the Rapids are doing. Obviously, they're coming off of a season that was really difficult, did not go how people would have liked it to go. And ownership has reacted to that by signing a bunch of really great players. Okay. So, the Rockies are not doing that. To be fair, there are a lot of young players who we need to have room for so they can come up. Because that is the future. And we're not contending this year. We're not even close to contention. But here's what I wonder about the Rapids. Okay, so obviously they're reacting to a bad season by signing all these guys. That makes the fans happy. But, I mean, should the Rockies be doing that just to make the fans happy, even if they know it's not going to work out in the short term or in the long run?
I think they should. I think it's all about perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you see that your ownership and your management is trying, it's easier to sell the team not just to your fans, but to players coming to Colorado.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember that it's a selling job at all these points. You're selling players on your project, you're selling players on what you're trying to accomplish going forward. And if you have a vision and it means not bringing in key acquisitions, bringing big names, then you should make that very clear, not just to the players in the locker room. You should make that very clear to your fans so fans know what's to come. The biggest issue in sports, and in my opinion with the Rockies, is transparency. They play this game where it's like you can't see a lot. You play that game where you don't know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
As a fan and as a player, sometimes you feel like you're left in the dark and you're kind of guessing what's going on around
you. Left in the dark, yes.
And I think that's the biggest issue. If you're going to plan on building around a Nolan Jones, all these young guys like Ezekiel Tovar, then you should be very clear about that, not just to your fans, but the people inside your organization. People that are coming here, and let them know, hey, this is our project. It might take a couple of years, but we'll get there, and I think we're going to have a good team in 2 to 3 years. And then that's when we make the splashy acquisition.
Well, also, like, you know, what happened with, like, building around Nolan Arenado? He signed that contract thinking he was going to be built around, and now he doesn't even go here anymore.
And that's the whole thing, right? He was left in the dark. They tell him one thing, and the vision is completely different.
Yeah.
The vision is, we're going to build up our farm, and we're going to try to get something. I don't have an issue with not trying to get the splashy moves or even have any moves at all if you're the Rockies. My biggest issue is that you don't have transparency between everybody on what's going on here in Colorado and what's going on in the team and what you expect from your team going forward. And that just means to me that this organization is kind of running blind right now with just trying to get by and trying to get people back into course more than actually build something from the bottom up.
Yeah, it feels like they're running blind right now. And I would love to know exactly, like, what are you really thinking here? Because, again, there does seem to be a disconnect with what we've heard in past situations versus what actually goes down. So, and you mentioned also, you know, off-season of signing big names. Big names attract big names.
Exactly.
Like, we've obviously seen how aggressively that plays out in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I mean, it even plays out in Houston, right? You have Altuve. Players want to play with Altuve. Like, we might hate him, but players love him.
Yeah. That's, you know, we all used to love Altuve. We used to, he used to be beloved across America.
He was Short King.
He was the original Short King to me.
He was everybody. I liked him.
I loved Altuve.
Especially that tainted World Series run where he was incredible.
Before we knew it was tainted.
Exactly.
What a fucking run that was.
It was super fun, right? But you even look at Philly. Mm-hmm. Philly had a few years where they were kind of like in limbo and didn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper shows up. Free agents. People are trying to show up. They're trying to have fun. And look the run they've been the last couple of years. It comes down to what are you trying to do and can you sell your players on the vision you have for your organization and going forward? And if you can't do that, you're just going to be in limbo for a long time because you have no direction. You don't have a GPS telling you how to get to the World Series, how to get to the playoffs. And that's the biggest issue, I think, with this roster and the disconnect between the fans and the GM and the team.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to just have a better idea of the vision.
Exactly. It's, you know? All we want is the vision. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, we get it.
I think we like kind of know. I think like the vision right now, though, is, and like this is kind of what we've heard, too. Like we are focusing on hi, I am on the team. What we've the Rockies are, as we've heard, focusing on the young talent, making sure there's room for them to come up. But at the same time, why are we putting Chris Bryant at first base when we have so many minor leaguers who can play first base? Elijah Montero can only play first base or DH. He can't do anything else.
And that's the issue, right? You sign a guy like Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
And then you don't do anything else. And then you just have him play all the spots of developing young kids.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You're walking blind.
I wish, like, I don't know. I wish Chris Bryant was like still that dude where people were like, I want to play with him.
I mean,
he's so hurt now, though.
And the other issue is, too, like you had those guys on the roster, right? You had the Nolans. You had the Trevor Stories.
Yeah, they were all here.
DJ LeMahieu was one of them that people love playing with. He's a great. You had Cargos, and the Rockies have never seemed to capitalize on it because they don't know how to capitalize on it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a point that I think a lot of other people agree with. And now, like, now that I've realized it, I can't, like, stop thinking about it. 2007 was the worst thing to happen because it was lightning in a bottle. A lot of it was luck and timing. And the team got hot and kind of overperformed through this World Series run. And ownership saw that. And they were like, oh, what we did, which was nothing, worked. So we're just going to keep doing nothing and hope that it happens again. And that's how I feel like maybe ownership thinks sometimes. And it's incorrect.
This is how people become broke, right? It's true.
Okay. Lay it on me.
You're out in Vegas. You're playing the hot table one time. You win big amount of cash. Mm-hmm. What happens? You go back. You keep trying to do the same thing. You end up in the negative, and the only way you think you can get out is by doing that all over again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Interesting. Very interesting. Equating what the Rockies are doing to a gambling addiction.
It's very true, though.
Also, gambling is addictive for a reason. And this... Oh, my... Yeah. Oh, my God. You're cooking right now. Yeah, yeah.
And tell me not. This is what happens. At the end of the day, the Monforts are coming back to zero. So they're like, oh, we can keep putting money in because we're coming back to zero because Coors Field is a beautiful stadium. Yep. It's a great time in the summertime. So they're never actually going to lose money.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the other thing. So that segment that I was talking about on MLB Network this morning, of course, you know, they're all like just lightly riffing on how the Rockies are just like spiraling out of control. Harold Reynolds goes like, oh, they better celebrate Todd Helton every week to get people in the stands, like kind of jokingly. And I'm like, actually, people just show up. People come to the park. The whole party deck is people who don't even know that there's a baseball game going on. It's a lot of them. It's very unsettling if you're an actual baseball fan.
And it does suck, right? It's not fun. Especially if you actually want to go watch the game and have fun. And Wappelganger says it right. Like, we have young... we, again. Here we go.
I can't stop doing it.
I'm a fan. So Wappelganger says it. Rockies have a lot of young talent. Exciting young talent. Nolan Jones was almost rookie of the year. He was fourth in voting.
Mm-hmm.
They have something to build around. They have a foundation. Now they just got to let the foundation settle. so you can start building the actual building up.
King of metaphors today.
I'm metaphoric, man.
Let the foundation settle. One more piece of disrespect. Actually, you know what? No, first, I'm gonna talk about another piece of disrespect and one that is coming in the future that I'm already anxious about. First, I'm feeling a little hurt. Maybe Pangus and Shanker can help me out because I'm here hurt at work talking about the Rockies now. When you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help because Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. They are helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado for more than 25 years, and it's totally free until they win money in your case, and they do this a lot. All day, every day. Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. They can even help if you're injured at work. Give them a call at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Shanker wins. And let's shout out our friends at Red Hawk Roofing. We love a local business. We love partnering with our local businesses here in Colorado. But they are Denver's best roofers. We're so excited that they're a part of the DNVR team. They're working with quality materials with decades of experience, and they've got a quick response time, too. And you can call them for a free no-obligation roof. And property inspection. Plus, you get a free in-depth photo report for all of those inspections. And listen, winter's here, and we're not even at the peak of crazy winter weather yet. So don't wait until an issue pops up during a storm. If you think you've got an issue, give them a call now. Get ahead of the problem. Here's the other thing, though. Red Hawk Roofing. They love the kids. They are raffling off their, like, their company tickets to the Nuggets Sixers game on Saturday the 27th. If you're looking at your calendar, that's right after Rockies Fest too. So they're going to be raffling those off at our watch party on the 25th. And they're raising money to, that money's going to go to Volo Kids. We love the Volo Kids Foundation. It's a really good cause, great people. So if you're at the DNVR bar on the 25th, try to beat me for that raffle. I'm going to like throw some money in there.
You can't win.
No, actually, I'm allowed to win.
You can't win.
K-Max told me I was allowed to win.
I'm not saying if it's legal or not. I'm saying you shouldn't win because you're a Sixers fan.
But if I'm donating hundreds of dollars to Volo Kids, don't I deserve it?
Then that's not really donating. That's buying, right?
I mean, I could just buy tickets at that price. But I love to win. I love to win. I don't know. Guys, if you're looking, long story short, if you're looking for a new roof over your home or business, make sure you check out Red Hawk Roofing. Go to redhawkroofing.com. Tell them DNVR sent you. Tell them. Let's look at the comments. I know we were kind of talking about this. Wappleganger, what a name, by the way. Wappleganger, when are we signing Cody Bellinger? Listen, Cubs, can you fight? Like, that would be fun. Cody Bellinger would be fun. Cody Bellinger also already looks like a stoner, so I just feel like the vibe would fit. Rick asks, when are the Montforts going to build another party deck? They might. More teams are building party decks, by the way.
Yeah, but the issue is that those teams are good.
I mean, debatable.
A lot of them try, at least.
I don't know. The Guardians are building a party deck.
They were in a World Series not even that long ago, in this decade, at least.
Yeah, no, that was 2016.
Last,
so we're getting
this
on
past decade.
Yeah, so in the past decade, we're like creeping farther and farther away from that.
But they also have Lindor, so.
No.
No, not anymore.
No.
Oh, I could be a couple years back.
Lindor? No, he's a Met. Yeah, are you thinking about who are you thinking? They have Jose Ramirez. I love that Jose Ramirez won the fist fight against Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson, who doesn't even like baseball, he just is really good at it. I swear, he does not like baseball. Roger, Cody does look high as a kite. Yeah, he does. Respectfully.
Nothing else to do in Texas.
Cody Bellinger was a Cub last year.
Dude, I am all over the place. Like,
you're
with
thinking
this
Corey Seager.
There we go, dude. I am all over the place today.
You were cooking, and now you're like, who?
No, well, the issue is that, like, my biggest issue with this right now is that this is my third show of the day.
You're like, Russell Wilson plays for the Rockies, right?
I'm like, What do you mean Dak Prescott is on the Cowboys? He's being drafted next year.
Listen, you're doing a great job. You know your shit.
I am all over the place. I had a rapid show. I had a Bronco show. I'm confusing all my sports today.
You just got some of the pieces mixed up. That's all. No, that was really funny. I loved that. All right. Any other comments that we haven't addressed? Wappleganger also said, things may be bleak, but I believe proudly the Rockies' most naive fan. 2025 coming up. You watch 80 to 90 wins easy. Let's 90 wins. That actually sounds insane for two seasons from now. I'm just gonna 80 wins right now. Doable. Not knowing what the next year of the Rockies holds. I think I could believe that they would win 80 games.
Okay. So 2025 comes around.
Yeah.
Over under 85.5. You taking the over or the under?
I'm taking the under.
You're taking the under?
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over.
I don't think that I mean, again, we don't know what's going to happen in the next calendar year. I think 2025, max 82.
82?
I think that's the ceiling of that team. Again, I don't know who's going to be on that team. Probably a lot of the same guys. Probably a lot of guys who are minor leaguers right now. Probably a lot of guys who have never been to major league spring training.
So let's look at kind of playing this over-under game. Chris Bryant, over-under 102 games. 102.5 games played.
In 2025?
No, next year.
Next year. Oh, man.
I try to give it a little bit of a harder number.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to look at the actual numbers of how many games he has played the past two seasons. Where are my seasons? Okay. Games played. Okay, so Chris Bryant played 80 games this season and 42 games the season before that. He has barely played like 120 games.
So I'm giving him 102.5. This is increasing because it increased last year. Hmm. It increased last year from 40 to 80.
Now that we're looking at the trajectory of it all, we got 80 games this year. I think we can get... What was the number you gave me?
102.5, over under.
I'm taking the under, but if the under were lower...
I think
we get like just more than 100 games.
So 101.
Yeah.
See, my line was set perfectly on that. Like, it made you think, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was a good line. That was a good line. Oh, man. What are we even... Chris Bryant, the first baseman. What about Hunter Goodman? What are we doing with Elijah Montero? He can't play any other position. He's not mashing enough for me to love him as a DH.
This is my biggest thing, right? Like, yeah. No vision. Like, you keep paying this guy that's so expensive that can't play.
Yeah.
Then when he does play, he takes the spot of a young kid that you want to develop.
Yeah. We're not going to develop him, like, just trade him to someone else. He's not a bad piece to have.
Honestly, I would take him on the White Sox if I'm the White Sox.
The White Sox would love Elijah Montero.
So,
again, nothing against him, but I just think we've got too many dudes who can only do this one thing. Let's get him out of here. If you're not going to seriously develop him, you owe him to get him out of here.
It's for the player, right?
It's for more, the player. And also, it's for us. Like, we're wasting space.
And you want that guy to come in. Maybe you get some more pitching prospects. Like, you can fill up so many. Like,
you can do a lot. You can get a lot. And I wonder if there's, like, a mental block and even being able to think about giving up Elijah Montero because he was one of those pieces that came with the Nolan trade. So it's like, we didn't get a lot for this trade, but we got him. So we should hold on to him. I wonder if that's the mindset. And that's an ego-based mindset right there. That's not the good of the team. That's not the good of the fan base. So if that is the case, you got to let your ego aside. You got to trade him. I think I feel like I've been saying this for a while. I'm like, we just got to like send him somewhere else. Let him live his best life somewhere else.
Best leadership can take blame and fix the issue, right?
Mm.
And that's one thing that the Rockies don't have right now. And I feel the person I feel the worst for in this whole organization, but Black.
I know so much of this falls on him, but like he brought the Rockies to their only back-to-back playoff years.
Appearance.
Appearances. Like, yeah, and, exactly.
And honestly, Butt Black is such a good manager.
Such a good manager.
If you, I am 100% sure that if you put Butt Black on the Angels the last couple of years, they're making it to the World Series at least once.
Hmm.
That's how much I believe in Butt Black and how much I think they can actually he can take get the best out of players, in my opinion.
Yeah, at least we're not the Angels, you know. I feel like the Angels are that team, yeah. So much talent sitting around, and like for what? And for what? Speaking of pieces, all right. So there is a lot of pieces, a lot of articles, a lot of like segments about like the top 10 at each position. Like MLB Network has like a series ongoing on MLB Now where they rank the 10 best players at any position. I think I mentioned this in a previous show too, because they did the shortstops and Ezekiel Tovar was not on that list, but they mentioned at the start of the episode, always one of those like cusp guys that like just barely didn't make it. I'm like, again, I feel like if you're playing every day at Coors Field, I think you deserved a little bump into that list, but whatever. But we've gotten some, there's a center fielder list that's going to come out sometime in the next week. I'm like feeling real anxiety. I need a therapist again, but I have like real anxiety that I'm going to riot if they don't put Breton Doyle on that list. But also Odyssey.com put out a list maybe, oh, you know what? Never mind. I like had this list open. I'm like, this is not a list from this year. Forget it. But it was like, oh, they don't have Breton Doyle on it. I just looked at the date. I'm like, oh, forget it. Forget it. Ugh, guys, just delete me in general. Delete me. We've got a lot of fun shit to talk about for this coming season. I mean, one, we're going to watch to see what these young players can do. But also, we've got an international game. The Rockies haven't even played a game internationally in the regular season since 1999. Also in Mexico, but in Monterrey. Were you even alive yet?
1995?
1999.
Yeah, I was alive.
Okay.
I was three.
You were three. Do you remember that game?
Oh, definitely. I recount it all the time.
We've got three international series also this year. We haven't had this many in a while. I feel like MLB was like really ready to like just go hard on these international series all over the world. And then the pandemic happened. So like the last time we've had this many series was like 2019. But there were also like four different series. There were four international series in three locations.
So my opinion, the reason that these things are kind of getting more popular around not just in the MLB, but all over the world and all other sports, is because streaming has become so accessible for all these other countries that they're trying to create interest in all these other places so they can make the sport a more national, international sport. And I think it really started with capitalizing plays like soccer and stuff like that, where streaming had already been such a big part of it. And I think they're trying to catch up to that internationalism that sport has. You've seen it with baseball. Basketball does a bunch of them, too. Basketball plays in London. They play in Brazil. They play in Mexico. Yeah. NFL is going to Frankfurt. They're going to London as well. And I think MLB is just trying to catch up as well and trying to get more eyes on their product.
Yeah, exactly. Like, streaming has made everything should be so accessible. And for some reason, MLB has, like, the worst blackouts. And I feel like because of all of the regional sports networks folding, not all of them, but most of them, I feel like now MLB is like, okay, well, like, now we kind of don't have an excuse for all these blackouts. No one's trying to even buy these TV rights in the first place. They're so expensive. It's not that profitable. It's a tough business to maintain. I hope that at least the one good thing we can get out of the RSN folding is that we're just going to have better access streaming-wise, because there's no reason that everyone shouldn't have access to Major League Baseball.
And you saw it with YouTube, right? YouTube tried to get into that, too, and Apple, too. They're, like, trying to buy a few games from the MLB, trying to get streaming more popular on their platform. And I think eventually it's just going to turn something like, again, I'll bring it up to the MLS because it's what I know. It's what I cover. MLS had a huge deal with Apple where every game streamed on there, you can watch it. No blackouts, no matter where you're at. And I think eventually it's going to turn to that for every league. Every league might just have their own streaming network where they can watch any game around the U.S., around the world, and I think it's going to be best.
I think that if that's the direction that baseball takes in terms of streaming, that's going to be great.
It grows the sport, right? A sport that has lost the most amount of fans in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You need to grow it somehow. You need to get back to that performance where you're going up.
Yeah.
And the one way is to make your games visible to everybody around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the world is changing so fast. The way we consume media is changing so fast. And Major League Baseball has not kept up by any means.
And
it's showing now. And it's showing now, and the whole sport is hurting now.
Exactly. And then you have guys like Ohtani. You have guys like Bryce Harper, who should be national, like, icons.
They should be the biggest freaking celebrities in the world.
They should be on that platform of, like, Steph Curry, even Nikola Jokic that doesn't want it. They should have to be in that platform, you know? Like, you should be able to talk about those guys. But if most people, if you tell them, who is that, they're not going to be able to pick them out in the lineup. And that's bad for the sport and bad for baseball.
That is bad. It's bad. There was like a commercial. It was like a car commercial, and there were like a bunch of players, like a bunch of Major League Baseball players in it. And honestly, like some of them, I was like, I don't even. It's also so hard to recognize dudes not in the context of what they're doing. Like they're just wearing normal clothes. I'm like, who are these models?
Wasn't Chris Bryant on a DQ commercial?
Yeah, but he was wearing his uniform.
But even then, I had to take a double take and be like, which Rocky is that?
Oh, no. Like,
I had to look back again and be like, is that Chris Bryant? And then I looked him up and I'm like, oh, it is Chris Bryant.
The DQ commercial. Oh, my gosh, I forgot about the DQ commercial. Who was he at the... He was like at DQ with another player, and I can't remember
who
else it was.
Bro, I barely knew it was Chris Bryant. You think I'm going to know the other guy?
But, like, they're wearing their uniforms. I was like, oh, it's so dumb that they're wearing their uniforms at Dairy Queen. Like, they stopped at Dairy Queen after the game. Like, their mom brought them.
I love
like,
that,
no,
actually.
How else are people going to recognize these guys?
I love that, though. Like, hey, man, we just got our ass whooped. Like, we got to get to
it's
DQ.
It's okay, honey. Come on, Chris. Let's go to Dairy Queen. I'll get you a Blizzard. What kind of Blizzard do you think Chris Bryant goes to?
Something with crumble.
Like, is he an Oreo crumble guy? Like, that's what's hitting me right now.
I mean, he crumbles at everything, so maybe.
I'm not Chris Bryant, but, like, that fucking punched me in the gut. outside of producing, Yaya's also, like, really good at bullying. He's, like, a little too good at it. A little too good. You know what else is a little too good? Breck Brew. Is the beer of the month seriously still the Christmas ale?
You ask me every time. And every
I
time,
ask
I don't know.
Everyone every time, and I can't believe it. Beer of the month right now, the Christmas ale. You can get it for $6 right here at the DNVR bar, and it's a strong boy too, 7% ABV. So that's a really good deal for $6. But we've got Breck Brew flowing all day, every day. They've got a beer for every occasion too. Do not forget about the Avalanche Amber Ale, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale, Let's Ride, the Fun Slinger, and the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Some of my faves, but go to breckbrew.com and use the beer locator to find your favorite brew near you. What is Rick saying right now?
Yeah, he's dunking on the Rockies team.
Yes,
no, I'm dunking on a Rocky.
No, he's on a Rocky.
And it is a low blow from me, but...
That hurt me.
But it's the only blow. He's good looking with a bunch of money. What else are you supposed to talk about him?
Oh, he's a nice guy, though. Like, in real life, he's
exactly.
good people.
Exactly. Like, so this is the only low blow I can take.
It's the only thing.
Like... What am I supposed to say? Like, oh, yeah, screw that handsome man. No, like, he's a good guy. Like, but you got to take a blow sometimes, you know?
Oh, my God. He could be a model if he wanted to. He doesn't
really
even
could.
Need to be here.
He really could.
He could. All right. Before we wrap up this show, Yaya, did you see that MLB on YouTube dropped a 2-hour ballpark Zen video? Have you heard about this? All right. So... They dropped a 2-hour video of just ambient noise from a selection of ballparks. Coors Field is one of them. So, like, one of them, it's like, oh, this ballpark in the... Oh, I think it was raining at Citizens Bank Park, and it's like you hear the raindrops. For the Coors Field one, you get to see the snow piling up. And it is it was recorded in the off season, not during the season. Because sometimes we do be getting snow. But, yeah, it's like 2 hours... It's got 11,000 views. This was like from a week ago. I guess it's not very popular.
I mean,
but like, I feel like I could listen to this if I was like really getting down and doing like a couple hours of work. Like, okay, this is my ambient noise.
I fall asleep to like the rain on YouTube and like that thunderstorm sometimes.
So would you consider falling asleep to the sounds of snow falling at Coors Field?
I actually kind of would. I actually would consider it because it's a nice ambient noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's relaxing. It's about the relaxation and it's a place that I'm comfortable in. So why wouldn't you do that? It's a place that you know.
I feel like it's very relaxing for me because, yeah, it's a like a ballpark is my happy place. And it's where like, I mean, during the season, I do most of my work there. It's a lot. The one thing I will say, like some of the angles, I'm like, there are a lot of these ballparks are a lot prettier than these angles are like letting on.
The friend that doesn't know how to take pictures, took the pictures. Exactly. Of the ballpark.
Like it kind of looks like that. It like it. I am guessing that it's like they're using just the cameras that are mounted. Like, I don't think anyone set up a camera to record for like 2 hours, but maybe they should have because it's not a visual treat. The Busch Stadium one looks good. That's like the one good looking one.
But it helps, right? The visualization of it helps quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, YouTube is a visual medium. It should be visually appealing. Exactly. This isn't a Spotify playlist of ambient noise from ballparks. We need better visuals. It kind of it feels like thrown together. It feels like thrown together. And I wanted to be more hype about it. But Busch Stadium, I really think, has the best view. Like, if you are sitting in a seat in the upper deck, looking onto center field from behind the plate, you can just see, like, the skyline, the arch. Like, it's a nice-looking ballpark.
I mean, I feel like that was something that had really nice from I felt like Coors Field had that for a while. Then they started building a lot around it.
Those apartment buildings went up. You don't get the view of the mountains anymore.
You don't get the sunset as pretty anymore because they reflect.
It's not the same.
I know what you mean, but it's still a beautiful stadium. I'm still a Coors guy.
Can we install some mountains in front of the apartment buildings?
Just full mountains of...
Can we just throw some in there?
We could just get Chris Bryant's paycheck and just make a mountain of money until it picks all the way up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're killing me. You're killing me more than the Rockies.
I don't gotta talk to these guys. You do.
Oh my gosh. You know, we were talking about upstairs before I came down for the show, again, with the Gen Z kids. Because we were talking about, they're like, oh, like, who hasn't even, like, been to a World Series? Or, like, who, like, hasn't won one? I think one of them asked, like, has anyone just not won a World Series? I'm like, besides us? Like, yeah, a few teams.
Pretty common in sports, honestly.
At least, like, well, there's only one team that's never even appeared. The Mariners have never been in a World Series.
Mariners?
The Mariners have never even attended a World Series.
Not the Ken Griffey era? No.
So, like, at least... I know, like, we feel so down about what we've been watching with the Rockies the past few seasons. At least we've been to a World Series.
It's still not enough to me.
It's not enough? Because it's been a while.
That's the Dick Monfort mentality, though, you know?
I don't want that mentality. I don't want it. Let's take a look at the comments. Steve, I fall asleep to the tears falling at Coors. That's probably why they didn't pick a rainy day, because people would, they would, that would be the bit. That would be the bit. All right, Yaya, what's on your heart? Any last thoughts? Any last takes?
My biggest take is let the kids cook. Have the vision. I don't need splashy.
Let them cook?
I don't need splashy acquisitions. Put Zach out there. Put everybody you need out there. Let them develop. Honestly, if you can trade Chris Bryant, trade him. I think he's a great guy. He could do some damage on another team. He's just not right for the Rockies. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time to just go all in on the kids.
Hmm. I don't think we can break. I don't think the Rockies could break another big contract. Like they couldn't like send Chris Bryant somewhere else because it would be like, oh, it's Nolan all over again.
They have that bad rep anyways, whether they do it or not.
Good point. I already have a bad reputation. Just lean into it. What if the Rockies just went like full villain?
Full Oakland Athletics? Go ahead. That's on you.
No, that sucks. Actually, I would hate to be in the situation that the Athletics are in. I would hate it. Also, like, stadium's legit falling apart. Legit.
I mean, but that's all ownership.
I got possums falling out of the ceiling in the press box.
Baseball is one of those sports where ownership can be blamed almost 100% because of the no cap and the amount of investment you can do.
Yeah.
It's one of those sports where you can look at and be like, if ownership's not invested, the team is clearly not good.
Yeah. Well, I saw one of the comments. Wait, let me bring the comments back. I think this reminded me that I think I might have missed. Okay, Ricky in the chat was, if a Walmart heiress takes over ownership and actually cares about trying to put a winning product on the field, then the Rockies will make some more positive acquisitions. Here's the thing. Dick Monfort has said that he's not selling that team anytime soon because he wants it to be a generational asset for his family. So many people I just talk to in conversation, people who work here, people who don't work here, people who are just Rockies fans. There are so many people who are like, I will be a Rockies fan again once they have new ownership. But it's not going to happen anytime soon. Unless something like really horrible happens to someone and like a big change happens. Like right now for the foreseeable future, there is no ownership change. So we just have to like hope that it all works out. What a great final thought. Hopefully it all works out. All right, Yaya, where can we follow you on social media?
You know my shtick. DNV_Rapids is my favorite part to follow me. But if you want some more takes, my other handle is Yaya_Vasquez_. You can always follow me there on Twitter as well.
If you have complaints about that very Nightmare Fuel thumbnail, you can direct them to Yaya. I said this was going to be a short show 50 minutes ago. Here we are. Look at us. No short shows over here. All right, guys. We will be back tomorrow right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 12:15. Make sure you're keeping up with all the latest Rockies news, though, and maybe bad dinger photoshops at DNVR_Rockies. And Yaya, you know what I like to say about closing out a program?
What do you like to say, Suze?
Famous Bud Black quote, fuck it, we ball. I will see you guys tomorrow right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.